We're joined now by Dr. Ahmad Murad from the Duke University Health System. Dr. Murad, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Tony.
Well, it's wonderful to have you today. And, you know, we're headed into, in some respects, probably today is the start of the Christmas season because so many people will be taking all of next week off, traveling and going to the various Christmas gatherings and holiday gatherings all the way through the new year. But Dr. Murad, you know, we have some health concerns that can come up with a lot of these gatherings.
Yeah, in this season, like you said, the Christmas season, the holiday season, or how we like to refer to it as the upper respiratory infection season, this is the time where we start seeing people get more colds, flu, and other types of viral infections, and travel, being in close quarters with lots of family members, being in spaces that are not very well ventilated is, why we start seeing a rise during this season.
And not only that, in those places in homes, but so many people in airports, too, and in all these different crowded places this time of year.
Yeah, correct.
And are you
places crowded places where people gather are good places to transmit these viruses, and a lot of these places, even though they are large, aren't very well ventilated at times, and that's what can contribute to the transmission there.
Back during the COVID pandemic, we had the masking for a year or so there. Since we've had the mask regulations go away, have we seen any uptick in the transmission of those respiratory illnesses?
That's a really good question. You know, during this season, even before COVID, many years ago and before mask mandates, we will always see an uptick in respiratory viruses that are transmitted during this season. And I would say that this season is no different than those. If people are going to be in crowded spaces and feel like wearing a surgical mask is a way that they can protect themselves, then they should certainly do that. The people who we worry about more with those things are people who have, compromised immune systems or lung disease or organ transplants, who are more likely to get sick when they get these viruses. And for those people, we do encourage them to wear masks.
Well, of course, we often associate a lot of these upper respiratory illnesses with the winter time, and as you mentioned, so much of it is because of the fact that we are so crowded together during these periods. Does the cold weather itself have anything to do with it, or is that just coincidental?
That's a great question, Tony. So the weather does have some role to play here. The changes in humidity and temperature can make some viruses persist in the environment longer than they usually would and be transmitted for longer periods of time than they usually would. And so it's a combination of environmental and biological factors in addition to human behavior that does increase the transmission of these viruses during the season.
So it sort of becomes a perfect storm for that transmission.
Exactly.
Now, we talk about the upper respiratory illnesses, and there are so many different upper respiratory illnesses. Are we seeing with what reportedly from news accounts that we've seen a decline in the number of people who are being vaccinated for the flu and for COVID? Are we seeing any impact from that at this point?
It's hard to tell at this point. We're still fairly early into the season. We do recommend that people have these conversations with their healthcare providers and with their pharmacists about whether it's appropriate for them to get these vaccines. We do encourage people to get their annual flu shots and have conversations about other vaccines like their COVID vaccinations and the new RSV vaccination now that's available, which is another virus that can impact mostly older adults and adults with lung diseases. But it's hard to tell right now. We're early into the season, the impact of some of that stuff is having.
So far, and as you mentioned, it's early in the season. Our flu numbers this year, how are they comparing to, say, a year ago?
Yeah, that's a great question. There are lots of things that in the past couple of years, because of the mask mandates and because of different things that were happening during the COVID pandemic, that kind of changed some of the patterns that we were seeing, the annual patterns that we were seeing with some of these numbers, particularly with flu and other types of respiratory illnesses. I would say now we're kind of going back to how these patterns and these numbers were prior to the COVID pandemic. So there's certainly a little bit of an uptick. We are seeing some patients who are being hospitalized with influenza, and in the community, we are seeing some people who are being diagnosed with influenza as well. I just like to point out that most people, the majority of people who get these respiratory viral infections, will be completely fine and do okay at home with just management of their symptoms. The people that we do worry about are older adults, people who have, like I said, who have compromised immune systems or underlying lung diseases, who are more likely to get sick and be admitted to the hospital.
Dr. Marad, thank you so much for taking time to join us this morning to make us aware of the dangers from those upper respiratory diseases this time of year. Thank you so much.
Of course. Happy holidays and stay safe.